In 1937, the timber tycoon Lutcher Stark created a garden paradise in the Cypress and Tupelo Swamp of Orange in southeast Texas. He named it Shangri-La after the mountaintop retreat in the novel Lost Horizon. Stark opened it to the public, but a fluke snowstorm in 1958 froze the garden. Heartbroken, he shut it down. A half century later, the Stark Family Foundation resurrected the project. The 250-acre Shangri-La Botanical Garden and Nature Center would include a horticultural garden and also teach about its wetland setting. But in 2005, Hurricane Rita flattened most of Shangri-La's forest just as construction began. Adapting to the disaster, contractors used a portable sawmill to turn felled trees into lumber for benches and pavilions. Instead of shade-loving plants, landscape architects picked sun-tolerant species, and they planted 1,000 replacement longleaf pines. In 2008, flooding from Hurricane Ike shut Shangri-La for 6 months. It reopened in 2009. Lake Flato Architects of San Antonio designed Shangri-La's shed-like structures. Wide roof overhangs, shade glass walls, and high windows catch prevailing breezes. Solar panels and a geothermal heating and cooling system cut energy costs. Pitched metal roofs divert rainwater into cisterns which feed water to landscape irrigation. The Orientation Center includes 5 buildings constructed of recycled brick and wood, light steel and glass. They echo Stark's original greenhouses, which were incorporated into the complex, and surround a wetland that cleans water from the lake area where herons breed. A short boat tour down Adams Bayou takes visitors to 3 solar-powered classrooms within the swamp. Shangri-La is the first Texas project to receive the U.S. Green Building Council's top rating for environmental sensitivity in new construction. Architect Ted Flato.
Spirit of the Wetland inspired our design. We want the place to engage visitors with nature, in keeping with Shangri-La's mission of be kind to your world.